Blog Talk Radio.
I want a queen on every continent, so I could escape the government, flee my residence. Settling, I'm militant-minded, brilliant rhyme. Where's the time? It's now for me to shine. Kids are innocent, blinded, society. Gotta be reminded of my diary, cause tragically, I carry the misery of centuries that sent to me, not coincidentally, intentionally, cause mentally, I represent the key. But it's a double-edged sword, see, trying to be godly, it's hard, especially in poverty's backyard, where violence is taking over. Free enterprise and lies is idolized, cause you're deep inside, without a law, go to Jehovah, to God. The lost tribe, you're forced to reside on the north side. Babylon is never penalized for being offside. So many lost lives. I wonder how long before the herd died. Today I heard the earth cry for the first time. It was the worst time. It was the worst time. Yeah. The way I heard the earth cry.
I came to the shores of America. The sky, the propeller, the Alpha and Omega, and the home of the beggars, the black settlers who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the urban service so they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555 when they captured the first tribe of men and piled them in a pen 50 feet high and took them all on a 9,000 mile ride and landed on the shore of a place they'd never seen before. We read about this inside the ancient books of war. Finders in stainless steel stripped of their language, still survived the anguish of slavery but still remain nameless. Separated to portions and tricked by John Horty Hawkins and sold on the auction, taught birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the worst part. The devil's curse God and reversed God and turned God to dog and made people search hard. No relief came to the prophet by W.D. Farrar. Taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobagos separated us from slave boats, made our own brothers hate us, from Virgin Isles to Jamaica, Trinidad, Honduras, Haiti, Grenada, Bermuda to Cayman, mental enslavement, these black gods
become awakened.
At nighttime,
you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die, when we realize there's no God in the sky, the devil tricked us, that's the worst lie. At nighttime, you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die. Realize there's no God in the sky. The devil tricked us, that's the worst lie.
Peace, God, for real, not a spook nor a ghost. Not unseen, but seen and heard most of all. I'm God, control nine planets. Wisdom revolves around me, understanding. Science, my rhymes underrated. Pyramids building according to how we made it to be. Many shall come, few shall be chosen. 32 degrees below zero when you're frozen. Power refinement, my rhymes assignment is to crush. Negative bullshit in the line with the fusion. Cause that which is beyond 360 degrees is an illusion. Either you're deaf, dumb, or blind. Super hypocritical, dumb, 85, yo, it's time. See, I without me don't exist. God's type of love divine is what I miss. Checking like a visual reflection, sort of supernatural. You know your mind, our text is being natural. Ultra gamma, the hammers, my energy compressed to a form of a threat for my enemies. Cypher's a circle that consists of a whole. No beginning, no end, no size, it's just a whole. Like in an event, I'm a percent. Dealt out 100, I'm 5, my degree is a black belt. Real, genuine, not authentic. Older than the sun, moon, and stars are precedented. In North America, success can be won. As a game, and knowledge, understanding, still one of the same. Greatest reward, known to mankind. That winners never quit, and quitters never win in the mind. But in time, my degrees are getting deeper. Thicker in the subconscious state of the sleeper. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. Wonder how many black dogs gotta die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I hear a cry to the earth. I cry.
Who the absolute best? Oh, they beat you niggas dope, cause they heard the guy
dress set. With a class, I think I'm trapped because my sneakers so fresh. But in hope for who to go and who to absolute best. Or they keep me in the dope because they ain't heard the God yet.
Couple sex, passport, couple firearms. I ain't trying to do nobody harm. I got babies to get home to. Shit, my pastor packed chrome too. Keep it real, let them know the deal. What the fuck else I'm supposed to do? Savages be on they nigga shit. Ignorance, but I got immune to it. Plus my seeds become scientists. Really, my son's a fucking scientist. See, we descended from some higher shit.
That's right.
The slave farming and his congregate. But that's besides what the topic is. God's with the promises. Who cares if Obama cares? No, I am not a black apologist. And if you God, do what the knowledge is. That flag ain't matching with your outfit. Fag flag, I'm glad Lord Jamal outfit it. But let's get back to the point and purpose of why I draw me to the surface like these fifth intangible currents. Then distill it back to the earth in contradiction of all your worthless serving a cursing merchant churches who have done gotta rate this service. Earth is spinning out of cause. What I'm spitting out of cause. You will resist that first cause force.
You always do.
In every measure meets resistance until everything in existence. Till you shut the fuck up and listen. This was written on my voice. You called him Venus as a boy. You'll swear you've heard this shit before. But it's so much more than mere manure.
Yeah.
Like a God born in a manger with a banger's rest set. With a clap of thick and traffic because my sneakers so fresh. With a vote for who to go and who the absolute best. Or they keep you niggas soaked because they ain't heard the God yet. To a God born in a manger with a banger's rest set. With a clap of thick and traffic because my sneakers so fresh. With a vote for who to go and who the absolute best. Or they keep you niggas soaked because they ain't heard the God yet. I'm the furthest thing from a rapper. MCs believe BGs the hereafter. DCs to CCs, so we'll be hereafter. All this nigga shit done run its course. Ain't no monkeys left to decorate these cracked horses. Times of war, you best believe I bring the swords and torches. We all believe the king's peace can be reduced to orphans. This ain't violence, it's the ebb and flow of love and war. You love yours, but I'm convinced I love mine more. Fighting positions, what this off the grid grinds for. Nine brides, civilized, no concubines or whores. Living scripture, prince of prophets, knowledge chapter 4. This shit ain't ever been about no lyrics. How the fuck does the queen give birth to niggas? Oh, that's some European conditioning. Telling you everything ain't everything. So you submit to the downward spiral. Pathologies, you regal viral. Psychology, MP survival. While you bow and do what I'll do. Enemies surround and confound you. You believe shit cause it sounds true. And that's about what it boils down to. See, you were lost until I found you. God born in a manger with a banger's rest set. With a cop and I'm traffic cause my sneakers so fresh. Yeah. A lot of rappers don't be saying shit.
No, they don't.
Am I the only rapper saying this?
Yes, I am.
They fear they white fans ain't gonna pay them shit. They fear that white man ain't gonna make them rich.
Ain't that the truth?
They leave they black fans in ignorance.
All the time.
You know, acting all niggerish, clapping indiscriminate. Target Mr. Crazy shit, nothing but some baby pics. Shot up a funeral today they did. And I hate that hater shit they paint us with. Seems like every time I rhyme and dress they shit. They be like, hey yo, who these haters
don't
is? When foolishness getting rewarded, finance marketed and avoided. With some juiceless and the truthless indiscriminately distorted.
Ain't that a bitch?
But I accept this as an artist.
I accept
yo, shit ain't hip-hop if it's corporate.
It really ain't.
So says the soul sonic forces.
Yeah.
So says the reaper to these corpses. God born in a manger with a banger's rest set. With a cap of thick and traffic cause my sneakers so fresh. With a vote for who the dope and who the absolute best. Oh, they think you niggas dope cause they ain't heard the God yet. To a God born in a manger with a banger's rest set. With a cap of thick and traffic cause my sneakers so fresh. With a vote for who the dope and who the absolute best. Oh, they think you niggas dope cause they ain't heard the God yet.
Peace. He's from Black Power Phone. Welcome to another episode of Black Survivor Guide Series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Violence Liberation Party, under the leadership of our five-star general, General Taka Wukong Shakur, and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panda Party for Self-Defense, under the leadership of National Chairwoman General Crystal Bahaman, a speaker none other than our modern-day Black Dragon in the flesh, Minister King Samir Shabazz. The phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. This is a class dedicated to the reorienting of the African mind towards a survive or die mentality, which will yield us with the proper orientation of the mind towards liberation and salvation, and the decimation and destruction of our enemies, both foreign and domestic, both internal and external. So we're going to begin here with today's degree, which is the wisdom, power, or refinement that all being born to God. Wisdom is wise words and wise ways and actions. Power is the power of truth, has the set ability to refine one from the inside and out. And from the wisdom and power of truth, we born God into existence. So let's deal with this degree in regards to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons, instructions given to the laborers. So contrary to popular belief, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the brothers and sisters of the Nation of Islam laborers, a term that was given to him by Master Farah Muhammad. Let's read these instructions given to the laborers. Because if we are seeking to bring about complete constructive change, we must have and adhere to the instructions on the inside and the outside, from the metaphysical and the material, from the ancestral realm to the physical realm, and carry out these instructions to the letter of the law. So we are the laborers. Let's get to these instructions. The student must study his assignment, lesson one. The student must study his assignment, lesson one. Each student should copy the answers of the lessons of the minister, Elijah Muhammad, and study until the student is able to memorize by heart all answers to of said lesson number one. Note here, lesson one is said to be the student's assignment first. Look at these instructions. Most of the time when we're seeking to assemble something that we may have been purchased or been given to us, we negate the most critical and most foundational piece of looking at the instructions. In fact, we grab up the piece of paper that is the instructions, and this is the first thing that we cast to the side. We have been on this platform, the longest standing show on the platform, this Black Survivor Die series here on Due Knowledge Radio, irregardless to whom or what has come its way, has been here and still here. And we are given instructions We are giving instruction on every aspect of survival, the mental, emotional, psychological, and psycho-spiritual orientation. Instructions on every Wednesday, every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But do we heed these instructions given to us, the laborers? Lesson one lays the base of our work today and gives the student a clear knowledge of himself and his heavenly home, the best part of the earth, and who his enemy is to him and his nation, and why the enemy and the righteous could not live together, and why was the righteous able to cast out his enemy. This teaches the student what he must do with the enemy of the righteous today. The righteous nation is now living in every part of the planet Earth. Therefore, the enemy must now be removed in every part of the planet Earth. Why stress is made to the Muslims to copy the minister Elijah Muhammad's answer? The passage shows that Almighty Allah sends prophets and apostles for the people's guide and example, and through them his mystery was revealed. And those who follow the apostles will see the light. So how many messengers or clear warners or plain signs have we been given here in the Hells and Smells in North America and all over the planet Earth? Look at this orientation process. Look at what the instructions are providing before we get to lesson number one. Knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. Knowledge is to look, listen, observe, and most of all, respect all things in existence. This is lesson one. This base, this foundation of our work today. What is our work today? We got people running around in all sorts of capacities with all types of fancy titles and accolades. What happened to the instructions that were given to the laborers? Now we have to distinguish a lit professor from a laborer. We have to deal with that science of differentiation between the laborers. The scripture says the work is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We find ourselves in this state, in the Hells and Smells of North America, in need of laborers, skilled labor, warriors who are able to answer the call for liberation. So these instructions that are given to the laborers are meant as a guide for their duties and responsibilities. So in that situation, there is no doubt. It is clear as understanding. Understanding is to see things clearly for what they are and not for what they simply appear to be. Now, when we're dealing with a misunderstanding, the miss is not. That prefix, miss, is not. Not understanding. So when you deal with a misunderstanding, you can only see things for what they appear to be and not for what they are. So we're dealing with these instructions that was given to us to orient our mind, body, and spirit in that spirit of oneness, that instrument, that total transformative or that complete constructive change or that revolution of self before the revolution of the collective. So with these instructions enable us to distinguish the righteous from the wicked, and it said because the righteous and the wicked could no longer live together, and the righteous people are all over the planet Earth, the wicked must be removed in every part of the planet Earth. So it says, why made the stress of the Muslims to copy the minister Elijah Muhammad's answers? To see on one level if you will be dutiful to the instructions. That's the base level. To see if you are able to receive and act upon or execute an order or a command. For you to instruct, before you to receive instruction, you must be able to receive instructions before you can become an instructor. So when you look at these instructions in this particular space and place of preparation, you understand the necessity of what we have and what we provide here. Every Wednesday, every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the instructions for those laborers who are still out here doing the work that is plentiful, and those laborers are few. So why we know that these laborers are few is because we say, who is the 5% on the poor part of the planet Earth? That is not a very large number. That is a small percentage of the population who adhere to the call of these instructions. And we converge here every Warrior Wednesday on the Black Survivor Die series to orient that mind and to activate and be the spark that propels forward, that brings about the liberation and salvation of the African nation and the destruction and decimation of our enemies. So with that, because my honor and privilege at this time is due to some present to others, the National Minister's Defense of the Black Rights of the Bush Party under the leadership about five-star General General Taco Wolverine Shakur, and asking that we field marshal the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under the auspices and leadership of the National Chairwoman, General Crystal Muhammad, our brother and warrior comrade who is sojourning in the hells and smells of North America, choosing us first and only, and has survived every single betrayal an attempt on his being, and still continues to hold up that blood-stained banner and be the standard bearer for insurrection and revolution all over the planet Earth. My brother, your brother, warrior comrade, the Black Dragon himself, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
African liberation, African liberation, African liberation. Death to white supremacy and all of the warrior greetings of the warriors. We're talking about instructions. And that's a very heavy degree. Now, before I get into the bill, hey God, that was deep. That was truly deep because it goes right in according with tonight's bill. So, get your pens and pads ready. And I want to give a Black Power salute to the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of the boldest and the coldest black woman in the hells and smells of North America. Hell, the planet Earth, for that matter. I want to give a strong Black Power salute to the coldest and the boldest fiery young man in the leadership of the Black Riders Liberation Party. And that is our five-star general, General Taco Wolverine Shakur. And to all of the comrades, to the warrior comrades. See, we got to get out of this habit of thinking everybody is a comrade. Uh-oh. Because a nigga got a uniform on don't mean a goddamn thing. Agents wear uniforms, man. Informants wear uniforms. They'll recite. They'll write their letter. They'll do whatever they got to do. Shoot all the way up to a national goddamn post. And be working against our liberation. So every nigga you see in a uniform don't mean they're for African liberation. So tonight's bill, class, we're going to go back to basics. If you've been paying attention all around the world, there's been storms and rumors of storms, if you will. There's been calamities. There has been judgments all over the world because this is the fall of America. So we're going back to basics tonight. It's been put into me. Say, God, you got to go back to the basics. It's that time again. So we're going to talk about the necessity of being prepared. So we're going to get into some survival, if you will. And I know y'all been waiting for that. But for those who are new to the class, what this class is all about. So tonight we're going to talk about what you need, items that you will need to be prepared to build your bug out bag or your bug in bag, B-I-B or B-O-B, bug in or bug out, depending on the circumstances and situations. If there's a flood, there ain't no bugging out. Unless you are on higher ground and you are able to get to your bug out location on higher ground before the storm or the flood hits. For the most part, flooding, you're going to have to evacuate. If you have higher floors in your home, then you want to go to the highest floor in your home. If you have an attic, you want to go up to your attic. And if the water is just getting too goddamn high, if it start reaching your attic, you might want to just use your common goddamn sense. Okay? So, we're going to talk about some survival. But I want to go in to a degree that is very vital for tonight's class, if you will. And this degree is from the very same book that the God Knowledge Born was just building from, about the laborers receiving and following the instruction. Laborer is one who helps to build or destroy. Labor means work. Laborer is one who manifests work to build or destroy. They both go hand in hand. So the build degree, the eighth degree in the 1 to 40, it says, what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? What does this have to do with survival? What does this have to do with a bug out bag? You need to understand that everything in this universe is real. There's nothing spooky. There's no mysteries. There's no fucking hocus pocus. No abracadabra. Now you see me, now you don't. There's no gingerbread man. None of that. So in order to understand the type of calamities that we're dealing with, we have to get to the sciences of these calamities. Your home is flooded. Texas is flooded. Beaumont, Winnie, and parts of Louisiana is flooded. People are not asking the question, well, what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes during a flood? Right? They're saying, how the hell can we get the hell up out of here? But we have to understand the root, because as we always tell you each and every Wednesday, we go and we deal with the root knowledge. You have to understand why it rains, hails, snows, and earthquakes. Because the more understanding you have of these calamities, the better prepared you will be. Ahead of time. See, because you can look up in the sky and sense. Why? Because you're the God. What makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? Answer. The earth is approximately covered underwater, approximately 3/4 of its surface. That's 75%. 75% of the planet Earth is covered in water. 139,685,000 square miles of this land is made of water. The sun and moon having attracting power on our planet, while our planet making the terrific speed of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour on its way around the sun. The sun draws this water up into the Earth's rotation, which is called gravitation, in a fine mist that the naked eye can hardly detect. But as this mist ascends higher and increasing with other mists of water in different currents of the atmosphere until when she becomes heavier than gravitation. Then she distills back to the Earth in the form of drops of water or drops of ice, which depends on how heavy the mist was and the current of the air it was in. There are some layers or currents of air real cold and warm, and some very swift and changeable. So when the water strikes one of these cold currents, it becomes solid ice in small round drops in form, or in a light fluffy form, which is called snow. But this water is not ever, pay attention, this water, oh, we can go so much deeper just building on this water. But we're going to save that. this water is not ever, ever drawn above 6 miles from the earth's surface by the sun and the moon. The reason it rains back on our planet is because it cannot get out of the earth's atmosphere. With this high speed of rotating around the sun makes it impossible. Earthquakes are caused by the Son of Man experimenting with high explosives. In fact, all of the above is caused by the Son of Man. Who is this Son of Man? Oh, damn. Where the Bible stumpers at? Jesus said, in the book of John and in the book of Matthew, when he was asked, are you the man that is prophesied to come? Jesus said, no, I am not. For I know not when he will come. No one knows the day when the Son of Man returns. Where you at, Bible stompers? These are the words of Jesus. So here you niggas are, sitting around, snotting and drooling out the mouth, waiting on a man to come back. When that man that you waiting on to come back said, he ain't coming back. He ain't the one. The Son of Man is you, black man. The Son of Man is the black family. Man, woman, and child. That's us living in the projects. That's us, the homeless brother sleeping on the corner, the homeless sister sleeping in the park bench. We are the Son of Man. We're here each and every single day, right in your midst. Right in your face. So now that we have a little clearer understanding on how the universe works, huh? What makes these calamities so strong? What makes water so powerful? What makes snow so powerful? What makes the hail and the earthquakes so powerful that they destroy? They destroy people's lives. They destroy the concrete, destroy buildings. They destroy the agriculture. They destroy the operations of every damn thing. We're dealing with the force and power of the Son of Man. King Samir, what the hell did this got to do with a bug out bag? Has everything to do with it. Because when you know you're dealing with destructive forces, you won't take things as lightly. You won't be as comfortable. I don't understand for the life of me how someone lives in an area where you know every goddamn year it's either going to flood or a damn tornado or a whooping super hurricane is coming through your territory every single year, and every single goddamn year, your ass is not prepared. So now that you know these forces, ain't nothing spooky about it. Flooding is real. If you never experienced it, there's nothing funny or comfortable about the shit. When you're in your house up to your damn neck in water, that's just in your living room. Don't even think about going in the basement. When people have to fucking live on their rooftops. Because their home is filled with water, man. So family, listen carefully. These forces of nature are nothing to be taken lightly. So, for a flooding situation, write these items down that you want to get and make sure that you have enough to be thoroughly prepared. Now, you can buy these items I'm about to tell you very cheap. Nobody said you got to go and buy $1 million price, high price items and all these damn name, Brett, man, fuck all that. We on a budget, okay? We on a damn budget. I'm with y'all, all right? So, life vests. Life vests, very important. If you live in a flooding area, live in a hurricane prone area, life vests. If you live near water, you live on the beach, and all this kind of wonderful stuff because it looks so beautiful. But your ass never think about the destructive forces of all that beauty. Tidal waves and tsunamis would just demo your home. Pay attention to the flooding in Japan and how quick the river just overflowed, man. And you see trucks, 18-wheeler trucks floating right on down the street. Life vests. You want to get something to create barriers, to make wall barriers, sandbags, hella trash bags. You could use dirt with sand in the trash bags. Poke little holes so that it'll seep through just a little bit. It'll grab up some of that water. than it makes concrete. We on a budget, right? Now, I seen a video the other day. This black man took some trash bags, put water in the trash bags, and built a wall barrier, and it worked. The mind of the original man. See, when survival kicks in, your survival instinct is going to kick in. Just like when we in jail and we see all types of shit being created in jail, like what the hell? You know, the creative mind, we go into survival mode. Right? Flares. Compasses. Now, you want to get yourself a raft? So buy them very cheap. I'm not going to give none of these damn stores no promotional plug, but you do the knowledge. A raft, family. If you're scared of water, I'm going to tell you right now, panicking will cause your death. You have to remain stable. You have to remain calm. Because panicking will cause not only your death, it'll cause the death of those around you. Especially the children, because they're following you. They're looking to you for guidance and direction. They're looking to you to help. So you got to take charge of your posts. Step up to the plate. Water up to my neck, carrying people in my arms, watching dead bodies go by, smelling the stench of death all around me. I know what it's like. Katrina was nothing pretty. Harvey is nothing pretty. Sandy was nothing pretty. Nature is nothing pretty. Beautiful yet very destructive. The best thing to do, family, especially for those who are thinking about moving into these kind of zones, get yourself on high ground. This way, we'll make it a little easier. The higher the ground, the less probabilities of what? Flooding. We have to get out of our comfortability. Like I said, every damn year, it makes no sense. We have to get out of our comfortability. Damn it, sometimes you're going to have to eat beans and rice. And it might not have no salt, no damn pepper, no seasoning. But guess what? It's called survival. See? Food preparation. For those who are storing preps in your home, again, store your preps on high in a high area in your home. The attic. Store them in storage containers in the attic. If you got rodents and all that, you're gonna have to handle that. Straight up. But storage bins. Label your container so you know exactly what's what. Food, dry goods, perishable goods, canned goods, tuna, meat substances. I'm not about to sit up here and tell you to damn stock up on no goddamn spam and ham and I'm not about to tell you no bullshit like that. You will never hear me tell you to stock up on some goddamn swine. Okay? Hell no. So, whatever your flavor or choice is, that's on you. You a swine eater, that's on you. Okay? You should know by goddamn well by now. Got to get yourself off of that swine. And if you're offended, I don't give a goddamn. Swine kills. Swine is the reason why most of us are still in this damn condition of enslavement. Can't get off that pole. And you make silly-ass excuses, silly-ass scientific excuses with no weight to it. Man, you niggas is crazy. I done heard so many damn bean pie scientists try to school me on some damn niggas. Shut your mouth. Can't run one damn block getting ready to pass the hell out. Now, more so is all about the preparation, family. You have to be psychologically prepared. First and foremost. Because all of your panic will cause your destruction. You have to be psychologically prepared first and foremost. Sisters, that motherly instinct gotta kick in. Brothers, that manly instinct gotta kick in. And I wanna give a big black power to all of the brothers and the sisters who came together in the communities. I'm talking about black folks who came together in the communities and did what the hell they had to do to survive, and they helped each other survive. New Black Panther Party at survival centers. Housing up to 300 to 400 people able to take a shower. Huh? Warm bed, hot food. We're talking survival here, man. And this is what we must do. So our unity is of absolute most importance in these times. You got to be psychologically prepared and unity. Our unity is most absolute important in these days and times. Can't keep being destructive in the home. Can't keep being destructive in the hood. Can't keep being destructive across the globe. You can't be self-destructive. You have to be self-productive. Black survival is mandatory. If you're able to barricade your home, big help. But for the most part, you want to get to the highest point in your home. I don't like these one floor homes any damn way. It's dangerous as hell. Super dangerous. In case in point, a flood. You have nowhere to go but out. Dangerous. But people like what they like. But at the same damn time, be prepared. Damn. Be prepared. If you have to evacuate, evacuate. But that's what this class is all about. Preparation. Preparing for battle. Preparing for emergency situations. Preparing our minds, our souls. Because we're going to produce a new nation of warriors. If you're scared of bugs and all that, you're going to have to get over that. I'm not about to sit up here and give you no damn comfortable methods. Oh, hell no. That's our damn problem. No. Get you some insect repellent, some lemongrass, or whatever you want to get, and get your ass out there. Start training. You got to get psychologically prepared. If you never slept in a tent before, and you have a tent, and you just been bullshitting, you might be claustrophobic. For those who are claustrophobic, a quick way to handle that, get a tent with a lot of windows. Trust me, it helps. I think I did an entire class on that aspect. Being claustrophobic and dealing with those who have sicknesses and illnesses while bugging out. You have to get out of your comfortability. if you're bugging out in the woods, you have to get out of your comfortability. Sisters, especially. Because these times are not beautiful. And I'm not saying you got to be all ugly and trifling. No, it's not what I'm saying. But it's not about being beautiful and you trying to survive. You worried about your damn extensions and all this crazy. You worried about all the wrong shit. My nails. Look at my nails. Look at my edges. It's nothing cute about survival. Your nails gonna get fucked up. Your edges gonna get fucked up. Your extensions gonna get fucked up. You dig? But it's okay, because we're going to survive. With your fucked up edges and extensions and your nails, we're going to survive, boo. You heard? Because that's what it's all about. At the end of the night, we're going to survive. If you've never been out in the woods, take it lightly. Start off maybe setting up your tent in the park and just sit in your tent. Just lie down in your tent and just chill in your park. Start getting used to it. Start getting yourself used to it. You did? So when you go out into the woods for the first time, I know a lot of you are going to be nervous, scared to death. You're going to be worried about the snakes and all that. Well, guess what? They out there somewhere. You bound to run into it somewhere. I know damn well I have. But we're going to get into all of that, how to deal, you know, snakes and all that type of stuff. So if you've never been in the woods, take it little by little. Start preparing yourself psychologically. Take a few people out there with you. Just go set up for a day. Start getting used to the area. Start getting used to the quiet. Become active while you're out there. Dig holes, build stuff, do stuff. See? Don't just sit in fear and every little sound, you jumping and ready to damn crawl, running the hell up the damn tree somewhere. Take charge of your posts. You dig? Take charge. You got woods behind your house and you ain't never been to hell back there? Take your ass back there. Build a little trail back there. If you're worried about getting lost, okay, take you some bandanas or some markers, some markings. Cut little pieces of colored plastic. Tie little plastic bags in the bush or a tree somewhere. Use them as markings so you don't get lost. But you've got to get out of your comfortability. This fear is going to get you killed. Some people drown in their own home because they were too damn scared to do anything. They panicked. Didn't know what the hell to do. Then to find out they were told to leave. Evacuate. This is going to not, this ain't going to be good for you to stay in your home. You will die if you stay in your home. And they die. Follow instructions. I'm not saying follow everything everybody got there and tell you, but use your common sense. Use your common sense. Our survival is mandatory, man. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So start taking your asses to the dollar store and build your supplies. Stop procrastinating. Oh, I ain't got $300-$400 to be buying that. Shut up. You're making excuses and they're weak. Weak. Because when you make weak excuses for your survival, that's a clear-cut sign to me. You want to die. God damn it, I don't want to die like that. Unprepared. Just caught off guard. I don't want to die like that. Hell no. Who does? But this is why we're here. To help us get prepared. You want to get yourself a good, strong bag. Backpack. Rucksack. I would say 50-liter bag or more. Because the items you're going to be putting in this bag, you're going to need some room. And you don't want to be carrying no 75-pound bag on your goddamn back. Nah, you don't want to do that. I know some of us, we just got to have every damn thing. Man, I'm not even going to tell y'all. My very first bug-out bag had to weigh at least 150 pounds. Word. And I carried it like it was nothing. But boy, after a while, yeah, felt every bit of that bag. I started breaking it down more and more, got into more simpler things, but this comes with time and training. If you're able to carry 50 pounds on your back, peace. With no problem, peace. But I would just say no more than 30 pounds. If that. If that. You dig? Because you want to be able to move comfortably. You might have to travel long hikes, man. Up and down different terrains. See? So you don't want to have this big 21-ton bag on you with all this stuff and you trying to maneuver and move around. So you want to make sure your bag is strong. A 50 or more liter bag, not pounds, liters. Because this will give you enough room and to balance out the weight in your bag. Okay? You want the weight of your bag more at the top because your shoulders are more broader and you're able to carry more comfortably with more weight at the top than more weight at the bottom of your bag. See, that's what pulls you down and pulls you back, and you know, you got to keep moving forward and putting more pressure on your spine. So you got to properly know how to pack your bug out bag. All of your items should be put in Ziploc bags or some type of waterproofing containers or bags. Even if you have a waterproof bag. Regardless, keep all of your items in Ziploc bags. So you want to have a good, strong bag. So now you might as well add Ziploc bags to your list. These are things, family, you can buy right out of Dollar General, Dollar Tree, whatever your nearest dollar store is in your state or community, whatever. We on a budget, right? All right. Medical kits. Your medical kit should consist of bandages, ointments, surgical pads of all types, masks, gloves, Vaseline, cotton balls, all that type of stuff. You can build your own medical kit. You do not have to order no damn $250 medical kit from one of these damn sites. You do not have to do that. Again, we on a budget. Medical kit is very important. Okay? Next on the list, rope and cordage, paracord, 550 grade, paracord, P-A-R-A, cord, C-O-R-D, 550 grade. 550 grade meaning it is able to withstand at least 550 pounds. Basic paracord. Ropes of all kinds. But your basic paracord, simple ropes, stuff like that. Okay? Next on the list, flashlights and extra batteries. Flashlights and extra batteries. Next on the list will be your hygiene kit. Hygiene kit, hygiene. Being outdoors, your hygiene is very important. So your hygiene kit should consist of hand sanitizer, soap, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, washcloth, whatever other little stuff you use. Okay? I would also add shea butter. Word. It also adds shea butter. And if you let me say this. There's a place I need y'all to support. There's a sister who makes the shea butter with essential oils, Nubian Naturals. Remember I talked about the insect repellent earlier? And I mentioned the lemongrass. She makes the lemongrass with the shea butter. And it works as a beautiful insect repellent. Works wonders. See, so I don't mind giving a black plug. Plus, that's my queen, y'all. So you definitely gotta support that business. Nubian Naturals. Look her up on Instagram. Nubian Naturals, support the business, because we're getting into making survival products with the shea butters and different things of that nature, beeswax and all that type stuff. Trust and believe, we got some stuff coming. We've been working on it. So the survive or die is about to really go to a completely another level with products specifically for survival. Beeswax candles, and trust me, we coming. So support Nubian Naturals. Look her up on Instagram and support the business. It's our groundwork. So we got to start from a ground level to build up where we need to be. So we working it. You dig? So next on the list, we got the hygiene products, right? Next on the list, let's go to lighting. Flashlights. Extra batteries, we got that. Okay, let's go to fire. Matches, waterproof matches, lighters, plenty of them. Plenty of them. More specifically, waterproof matches. Let me give you a quick tip. Again, we're on a budget, right? Now, waterproof matches may be a little bit more expensive. So let me give you a way around that. You could take a candle. And again, you could buy from the dollar store. Actually, put candles on your list because you're going to need them anyway. So now, boom. You know the box matches you get from the dollar store? Get a good stack of those as well. So you take your candle, you take a matchstick, you melt your candle, you dip your matchstick tip, dip the tip of the matchstick in the candle wax. Pull it out, let it dry, run it under some cold water, dry it off, strike it, you have a waterproof match. Simple, right? We're on a budget. Next on the list, duct tape. Many uses for duct tape. Next on the list, trash bag. At least 1 to 2 trash bags. Next on the list, we have poncho. or a raincoat. Next on the list, we have a tarp. I would say 6x6 or more. 6 foot by 6 foot or higher. Depending on your flavor, depending on how much you want to carry in your bag. But a 6x6 is a good size to make a shelter. A good lean-to shelter. You know what I'm saying? You know, however you want to do it. Even an A-frame. You dig? So it's all according to your flavor. Next on the list would be a handsaw. Yep, good old handsaw. Next on the list, we have thermals. Only if it's in the winter. If you're bugging out in the winter, if you got to move out in the winter, then thermals. This will not apply, of course, if it's in the summer. All right? Again, common sense. Extra underwear, socks, extra clothing, hats, gloves, if necessary, scarves, if necessary, whatever, weather it is, build accordingly. Okay. Next on the list is water and water filtration. Water disinfectant pills. Okay. Water tablets. Something to clean your water and something to kill the smell in your water if you have to use them. And I would also add a life straw. A life straw. It's a little tube that you could just stick right in the water into a river or stream or, lake and drink straight from the lake through the tube. It has the filtering and everything that it needs to disinfect and clean the water as it comes through the filter. All right? Next on the list, bandanas. Bandanas has many uses. Okay. Next on the list, multi-tool has many uses. What is a multi-tool? Multi-tool could be, well, they're making them so damn high tech now, they look like damn. They got multi-tools now. Y'all look like damn credit cards. Seriously, look just like a damn credit card, but it's built with everything that you need to use it for. Can opener, a screwdriver, a wrench, and all types of stuff. So y'all remember the basic Swiss Army knife, right? With all the extra little tools on it, that's a multi-tool. That's what we call a multi-tool, y'all. Okay? Maps and compasses. Maps and compasses. Whistle. Safety mirror. Safety mirror. It's built. It's made a little different from a regular mirror. The safety mirror is more a reflecting mirror. Okay, it doesn't have the same clarity as your regular mirror. Even though you could use a regular little mirror as a safety mirror as well for emergency purposes. Whistle, very important. Okay. And these are just some things that I'm giving you. Again, whatever your flavor is, whatever you feel as though you might need. But these are just some basic ideas of what you might want to get for your bug out bag. Okay. Next on the list is, of course, food. Okay. Cook set and cooking utensils. Right? A small axe or a small hatchet. Some safety glasses. Work gloves. A survival shovel. Mini shovel. If you go to my YouTube page, I have an example of what a mini shovel is. An e-tool. It's a military shovel. Folds up. Boom, put it right on your hip. But a shovel is definitely necessary. Survival knife. Definitely necessary. Okay? Another way to save space in your bug out bag, a lot of these tools are coming in multi-tool uses. Like, for instance, instead of buying a separate compass and a separate whistle, they have the whistles that come with the compass and, believe it or not, in fact, this whistle I have has eight different uses. It's a flint striker. Came with waterproof matches. It's a
So there's a story about the lady in Louisiana. She's a flood survivor, and the rescue teams, they come through, and they're, I guess, trying to recover people. And they see this woman, she's wading through the streets. I guess it had been some time after the storm. And I guess they were shocked that, you know, she was alive. Rescue worker said to her, "Oh my God, how did you survive? How did you do it? Where have you been?" And she said, "Where I've been, where you been, where you been." You know what I'm saying? That's about the size of it. This is for the streets. Streets everywhere. Streets affected by the storm called America. We're doing this for y'all and for me.
All right, black power. That's the cracker didn't want to hear this class tonight. Said, "Oh, this nigga getting them back to basics." So they cut me off. But I'm black. So where were we? All right, black in our bug out bag. Of course, we left off with what? Duct tape. All right. Many uses for the duct tape. Got food. We got water. We got clothing. Right? Shelter. Tent. Now, that is up to you. You know what I'm saying? But let me just say this. You're not putting no 10-man tent in no little bug-out bag and thinking that, first and foremost, that tent is going to take up most of your room. So you have to get what's called carabiners. These are little hooks to add on to your bug-out bag. Get you a lightweight sleeping bag. So you got tent and tarp. Tent or tarp, it's up to you. one man, two man, three man, it's up to you, but just know you're going to have to put that accordingly. So if it's just you, one to two man, tent is fine. Or might not even need the tent. You could just build the A-frame shelter. You understand what I'm saying? Because if it's just you, hell, you can build a shelter out there. Might not even need the tarp, but you use that tarp anyway. Trust me what I tell you. Okay? And again, family, this is just basic stuff. Just the basics. Okay? We'll get into more technology and all that kind of stuff later. Flashlights, extra batteries. All right, good. We got all that. So this is the basics. So now you can just add on, you know what I'm saying, to what you might see. You might see a little screwdriver set. Add that to your bug out bag. Wrenches and, you know, little stuff like that. But again, that's where the multi-use tool comes in, and it'll help you save room in your bag. You understand what I'm saying? It'll help you save room in your bag. So the basic stuff, food, clothing, shelter, fire, water,